hear people say I'm a homemaker, what comes to mind? How about falling into line of typical domestic roles of stay-at-home mom and housewife, or keeping the home in order and having lunch bags packed and dinner ready by 6, or maybe the criticism that homemakers receive because they fail to contribute to the world problems that are bigger than their family. Saying stuff like, oh, she's capable of so much more, she is substandard to the working woman, leaving many feeling underappreciated and unworthy. And what about the working woman? The ones who invest in their careers and climb the ranks to achieve the pinnacle of success, but at what cost? Receiving criticism that she has stepped away from traditional values of family and homemaking? Why do so many women feel that it is impossible to do both? That it is a catch-22? I am determined to redefine what it means to be a homemaker. That maybe it goes past the physical task of keeping up with the home and requires more of interactions and investment in the people we love and care for. Join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I am Bree, and this is my podcast. Hey, y'all. So today what we are going to be talking about in this episode is loving the unlovable moments with your kids. And this is really just a conversation about just discipline in general. So before we dive deeper into this episode, I really wanted to just highlight the fact that this is not an episode about whether how you discipline your kids is good or bad. This is not the episode for that. But really, this is just an episode to just explore the mindset of how we go into disciplining our kids. Or if you want to have kids in the future, it's great to sort of think about these things right now before you have them. But really, it's just loving the process and appreciating the process of discipline. And so I wanted to first start off that it is so easy to love positive actions that kids portray. But when your kids act up, it is hard. And so what I mean by that is I have a 4-year-old son, and he is such a charismatic and thoughtful child. I'm just so blessed to be his mother because he is really just a joy. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful to see him develop into his own individual uniqueness. But at the same time, because he is so thoughtful and very independent and exploring his own ideas and how the world works, it can be tough sometimes because in that thoughtfulness and in his reasoning, he questions some of the things that I myself or my husband tell him to do. If he wants to do something, he will do it. And if you tell him that he cannot do that thing, he will question why, because he's only thinking about it from his perspective of, I want to bring joy onto myself, and what you're telling me to do is not bringing me joy, so I think that it is bad. And so he will definitely challenge us at times. And so that's where the discipline part comes in. Because when he gets disciplined, he is very vocal about the fact that he does not approve of what is going on, and he thinks that we are wrong, and he will challenge us. And his reaction to discipline can definitely hit a certain nerve as a parent and as his parent. And so knowing that he is the type of personality where he is strong-willed and believes in what he believes, me and my husband are very cautious about how we approach discipline. And so I kind of want to give you guys a little bit of a background of what discipline looked like for my husband and I growing up. We grew up in a very traditional household when it comes to discipline. And what I mean by that, it looked more like you are obedient immediately, no questions asked, like that type of household. The explanations as to why we can't do things were semi-minimal in the fact of, a very general reason why. And if we challenged it or if we didn't fully understand, it would go to a response of, you need to do this because I said so, and don't talk back. You're being like that sort of thing. And I'm not saying that this format is bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's just one of those things where in our household, in the home that my husband and I are trying to create, we want to try things a little differently. The relationship that my husband and I have with our kids, or want to have with our kids, we want to nurture a relationship that allows our kids to feel safe and secure, and a place where they feel safe enough to make a mistake because it will happen. But with that being said, we want to nurture an environment where when they fall short, we still love them and we're going to continue to love them, and we are going to continue to guide them into how to make better decisions. One of the most popular parenting scriptures that comes to mind is the scripture of Proverbs 22:6, where it talks about training up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And so for my husband and I, we really take that scripture seriously to the fact that when we read train up a child, that means teaching. We have to teach our kids right and wrong. And when they are doing wrong in that moment through discipline and correction, it is super important that there is a teaching element. And growing up, my husband and I mean, I'll be vocal about it. We did receive spankings and we would get grounded or get privileges taken away from us as a form of teaching. But my challenge with that is taking away privileges or grounding your kids or spanking your kids, is it really teaching them why their behavior was wrong? Or is it that they are learning that when they do these certain actions, there is a certain punishment? And I don't want that to be the case. When I'm disciplining my kids and correcting them, I want them to understand that through the training and through the discipline, we want to make sure that they are learning how their actions will affect them growing up and why those actions are not helpful in them being better human beings or them being successful in their relationships or their career or in school or whatever. We just want to make sure that when we discipline our kids, they are growing as individuals rather than just learning that this action receives this punishment. But what I really want this episode to be about is just having a different mind shift around discipline and thinking that discipline is not just about punishment, but it is really about a teaching opportunity. And as parents, we are obligated and responsible and privileged to teach our kids through these quote unquote unlovable moments. And so to start things off, I wanted to sort of see how discipline can be done in a healthy and effective way that is respecting and teaching your kids. And so as I was doing, some research, I came across some key points as far as when you are disciplining your kids, you want certain things to come across. Like these, I guess, objectives, for lack of a better word, need to be learned and need to be understood whenever discipline is happening with your kids. And so we have to ask ourselves what needs to come out of this disciplinary action where I am teaching or training up my child. What needs to come out, or what is the lesson that needs to be learned? And as I explored and researched some strategies that parent coaches and field experts have studied, there are a couple of things that a child really needs to feel during a disciplinary action. One of the first things is the child needs to understand that they are lovable, period. Regardless of their actions, they are still lovable and are still good people. And again, separating the child from their actions. The child is not a bad child just because they acted poorly in that moment. You can't come to that conclusion. And they need to understand that they're still good children. And when you're disciplining them, you have to make sure that you are evoking that feeling that I am upset with your action. I am not saying that you are an unlovable child. I just do not love your behavior, and taking the time to talk to them about that. Another thing that needs to happen through the disciplinary actions is the fact that the child needs to understand and learn self-control of their actions and how their actions affect other people. Because again, if you are just punishing a child and spanking them and you do not walk them through how their actions affect other people, they're not learning to control themselves and to realize that how they act affects the world around them. All that they are learning is when I do this, I simply get a spanking. And there are going to be other situations that come up in their life that require that connection of them having self-control over their actions because it affects other people. And so those are big things that a child needs to learn and understand whenever discipline is going on and whenever correction is going on. They need to understand that they are still lovable. They need to understand that their actions are separate from their self-worth. And then they need to understand the lesson of controlling themselves and their actions because those actions can affect other people. And then there's another part in the discipline, which is how the child sees their parent during the disciplinary action. And I think this is very important because I think this is really what's going to teach them when they get older. And if they have children, this is going to really settle with them in how they interact with their child. And a big thing that the experts talk about is the difference between disciplining and punishing. Discipline is a self-control thing. It's something to be taught. While punishment, it's more of a reaction or a consequence to something. It's not really teaching to the point where the kids are understanding problem-solving and reasoning skills. And you really have to make sure that you are focusing on the discipline part of it. Because if you are just solely using punishment, you're disciplining from a fear mentality. And when you instill fear into your kids and just fear alone, it doesn't necessarily work in helping them to grow and be able to learn and understand those problem-solving and reasoning skills. They just have fear, and teaching through fear doesn't necessarily work. You have to teach them to reason. Again, it's not one of those things where you can't physically punish. Again, this is not the episode on how you should discipline your kids and whether you should physically punish them or not, but it's one of those things where I'm just emphasizing the fact that you have to teach. And that takes time. And so, understanding that there are certain things, certain lessons that need to be learned while you were disciplining a child. And now that we understand what the mindset is when it comes to discipline, I want to sort of talk about some techniques or some strategies or some tools that you can use. Because again, it's coming. If you have kids, you already know. If you don't have kids, I'm letting you know that it's going to come a time where, as a parent, you're going to have to learn how to discipline, how to teach your kids, and to do it in a way that's going to be effective. And so, the biggest thing that is important to adopt when it comes to discipline is to discipline and parent from a place of love and not anger. I think it is so important to understand that discipline is a form of love, and that love needs to come through during the disciplinary actions. Kind of going back to the key points of the lessons that need to be learned is your kid needs to understand that they are still lovable, even through the misbehavior. And if you are not disciplining them from a place of love and you're disciplining them from a place of anger, they are not going to feel loved, and it's going to affect their self-worth and their self-image. And so kind of piggybacking on that idea is to also understand that you need to be in a good place yourself. As a parent, you need to have self-control and know when you're kind of at your wit's end. This is dabbing into the idea of self-care and how self-care is just making sure that you are in control of yourself, making sure that you have me time to sort of just decompress and be able to think clearly when it comes to stressful situations. A couple of episodes previous, I talked about self-care and you thinking of self-care as you are a car and you run on gas. And if you do not find time to fill up your gas tank, you are going to shut down. You're going to stop working. And so you never want to be in a place where you do not have enough gas in your tank and you shut down and you have to discipline your child, because that's never going to end well. And so it's just really important to make sure that emotionally and mentally, you are in a good headspace to be able to discipline your child from a place of love. And so those are the big two things, you know, parenting from love and making sure that you are in a good place mentally and emotionally to be able to discipline. You really take the time to take care of yourself. And even when you are in a moment where you are just so stressed out with how your kid is reacting or how they are behaving and it is too much, it is okay. And I'm giving you permission to take the time to calm down so that you can discipline your child in a loving and healthy way. And if you need time to do that, it is okay. It does not make you a bad parent, and it does not mean that you are a passive parent or you are a parent that is going to let their child walk over you. That is not what it means. In fact, it is actually teaching your child self-control by demonstrating to them how to control themselves. And if they are at a place where they are at a level 10, you are teaching them that it is not healthy to react to somebody when emotionally you are just not at a place to love them. And to get yourself to a place to be loving and caring, you are teaching your kid that. It's so important to really understand the context of how self-care plays into discipline. And so when you have gotten to a place where it's just like, okay, I am mentally and emotionally able to deal with the discipline and to deal with my child and to teach my child, that's where you have to then dive into setting clear expectations and consequences. And so this idea of consequence, it is important to sort of put it into perspective. And so when it comes to consequences, because consequences can be like, oh, well, then that's why I spanked my child and that's what they get. And it's just like, well, this is the context that consequences and expectations needs to be put in. Expectations are boundaries, and consequences are just those boundaries being enforced. Here's an example of what I mean by that. Imagine that you are a shepherd and you have sheep, and you have the sheep in the pen. The expectation is that the sheep need to be in the pen, because if they go out of the pen, it is dangerous. There are rules. Being in the pen, being fenced in, is the boundary, because the boundaries keep the sheep safe. Now, if the sheep keep on bumping into the fence or trying to go through the fence and they get hurt, the consequences are that they're getting hurt because they're trying to come outside of the boundaries of the expectations that were set in order to keep them safe. And the fence is not meant to be hurting them. It is not intentional. Again, that fence is to keep them safe. And so if they keep on fighting the fence, they're going to get hurt. And so that's what I mean by consequences. And that as parents, we sort of have to explain to them that the consequences that are in place are to protect. And when your child keeps on running into that boundary or bumping into that boundary, and they, in their head, feel like you are hurting them, that's where you have to take the time to explain to them, because they're not going to understand it from a parent's perspective. They're only going to understand it from the perspective of the fact that you are not letting them do what they want to do. They're going to see it as you are taking away their joy and their happiness, and you are a killjoy, and they just do not understand. And that's where you have to teach them and take the time to teach them, which kind of goes into my next point, which is being patient through the learning process, being patient through the times where you are having to discipline them and they're just not getting it. Do not give up. It is your obligation to train them how they should be. And if it takes them a while, it is okay. And that's where, as a parent, you just have to kind of go back to loving them. They have to feel love. This is an unconditional thing. And when they mess up, to be quick to forgive. Because during this time, they need your love. They fell short, and they need to know that they are still worth being loved, even if they fall short. This is so much bigger than just that disciplinary action of that misbehavior. This is letting them know that, hey, you messed up. It's okay. I still love you. We're going to correct this together. I'm going to teach you, but I'm not abandoning you, and I do not love you any less. That, if anything, if you do not get anything from my previous tools and techniques that I mentioned, just remember to always be quick to forgive and quick to give out patience. Just coming from my own personal experience, that's why I am so cognizant of making sure that when I'm disciplining my son, and, you know, when I discipline my daughter, that I always tell them that they are loved and that they are good and that they're all the characteristics that are so great about them. Just because they misbehaved in this one moment, it does not mean that those characteristics went away. And for them, it can be so easy to think that, oh my gosh, like, I'm just this horrible person when I messed up. And it is just our obligation to let them know that, hey, you made a bad choice in this one moment, but that doesn't make you a bad person. And this is why, because you are still loving, you are still charismatic, you are still vivacious, and all the great things that you love during those moments when they are behaving, those moments, those characteristics did not go away. And that needs to be emphasized when you are disciplining your child, letting them know that, hey, you made a poor choice in this moment. This is why. Let's think about better ways to do it next time. You know, correcting and having the necessary consequences that you see fit. But at the end of the day, making sure that they understand that this is a teaching moment, not a bashing moment. And so as I close this episode, I just want to encourage you guys to discipline with love. I think it is so important to talk to your kids, to take the time to explain. And it's going to take time. It is not going to feel good. You might not emotionally just be in a place to really be patient with your kids, but I encourage you guys to do it because that's what they need. I feel that it is the most crucial time to reiterate and affirm that your kids are loved. It is so important and crucial to reiterate their self-worth and to differentiate between their behaviors and them as a person. This is such a beautiful gift of unconditional love that we can give as parents to our kids. Having the opportunity to teach and demonstrate that type of love to our kids, where it's just like, even through the unlovable moments, I still love you. And I'm just teaching you. I love you so much that I have to teach you. I have to explain to you why this is not good for you. And I know that you are not going to understand at this moment, but I'm going to allow the space for us, you and I, you as my child, me as your parent, to explore this learning opportunity. I think it is so beautiful. And I think that's the perspective that we need to have as parents when it comes to disciplining our kids. To just see the beauty and unconditional love through discipline and realize that it is beautiful, it is honoring, and it is daunting, but in all of this, it is a privilege. And I believe that you can do it, and I believe that you are capable.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at mrs.iambree. I would love to interact with you and get your thoughts on this week's episode. They say that home is where the heart is. I welcome you into my home, into my heart. Until next time.